There's an if, and in bonus for that is kares. There's an iser of a tome, the touch kachim. The onus for that, according to Rish Lakish, is malchus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we see in the Gemara that this pasuk b'chol kodesh l'siga is referring to truma, and it would be pasuk shad an iser for a tome to touch truma. According to Tosfos, it's not an iser; it's just a reality. The tome that touches truma would be the tome the truma would be closer to truma. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Ashara, the Tomesh Ochel as a Kodesh is derived from the Xerah Shava to Aso, from Bala Mikdash Tameh, which has an Ashara and an Onesh. So to Tomesh Ochel as a Kodesh would have an Ashara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Tomesh and Naga, the Kodesh, has no Malkir, because Tomesh and Naga, the Kodesh, has no Ashara. The Ashara for Truma is limited to Tameisha Ochal as a Truma, based on the Pasuk in Emor of Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, which is an indication that we're discussing Truma because it's Dover Hashava the Zaro Shel Aaron, a Kodeshin Lo Yochal. So, Kodesh Yochanan is only an Ashara for Tame not to eat Truma, and then you have the Tameisha Naga, the Truma, which may be an Ashara or maybe a mitzvah of Osel. But the Rish Lakish, the only Ashara by Truma that we have, seemingly, is Tamei Sha'ochal Truma. This is where the Sukkim play out, and the Drushes play out according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Rish Lakish. So the last thing that we saw was that Rish Lakish can see two things in the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. How does he see two things? He sees an Ashara for Tamei not to eat Kodesh, Kachin that is, and also a Tamei not to touch Kachin. How does he see both? He sees Tamei not to eat Kachin because the words, the Chol Kodesh Lo Siga, are juxtaposed with the El HaMikdash Lo Shavo. The HaMikdash Lo Shavo is an Onesh Kares, so the Chol Kodesh Lo Siga must be discussing an Isser of Kares. The only thing that we have kares for is not negia, but achila. At the same time, since the Torah uses the word lo siga, so we also know that that's hara for nogea the kodesh. That's the last thing that we saw in the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks the following question: the akati lo achil da asa. Is it true that? We just said that this Rish Lakish is learning from the Chol Kodesh lo siga. An ashara for nogeya the kodesh based on the word the Chol Kodesh Lo Siga. That in addition to the iser of a tamei not to eat kodesh. Says the Gemara, but we have the following: Abu Mivayuay the tamei shachal the shal kodesh the stage because we need it. Or a iser of a tamei not to eat kodesh before zvika. Let's pshat. The itmar, we have the following machlokes: tamei she'achal b'sar kodesh lifnei zvikas damim. Now we have another level in the discussion of tamei she'achal es hakodesh. This tamei she'achal es hakodesh that we're discussing, when did the tamei eat the kodesh? So we have the case if he ate it before Zvika. So you have a carbon that you normally would be zorek the dam on the Mizbeach. After you zorek the dam on the Mizbeach, the meat can be eaten by the Kohanim, right? The Patas, the Asha meat can be eaten by the Kohanim. Let's say the Tummy ate the Sarkodesh with Zvika. The Shlokish Omer Loke, the Yochanan Omer ain't a Loke. The machlokes, whether there be malchus for tamei she'achal es hakodesh lifnei zvika. The Gemara explains this machlokes. Reish Lakish omer loke, the Chol Kodesh lo siga. Because he reads that pasuk, the Chol Kodesh lo siga, as even applying to lifnei zvika. Lo shna lifnei zvika, lo shna l'achaz zvika. So Reish Lakish is learning into the Chol Kodesh lo siga, the asparas achila, even lifnei zvika. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ain't a loken, that there won't be a malchus for Ochel Kodesh lifnei zvika, because how does Rabbi Yochanan have an ashara to begin with for Tamei Shachos HaKodesh? It was made by the Kneres Shabbat. Is Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei? The Amakra to Maso to Maso. How did Rabbi Yochanan get the Makar for the ashara of Tamei Shachos HaKodesh? He learned from the Kneres Shabbat of Nichnas Mimikdash Mituma. Nu, the Chiksit Tuma to Maso. And what's it to Maso to Maso? It says to Maso by the Ones. Of Tameis Achas HaKodesh. When is there an Anish Kareis? Only the Achas Nika. The Chiksib Tumaso, the Achas Nika, who does. So the Gemara is presenting a Machlokes whether there's going to be Malkis for the Ashara that we've established exists, the Tameis Achas HaKodesh. The Fire Shlokish, it will yes have Malkis because it also goes into Machlok Kodesh, we'll see that. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it won't have Malkis. Because the Ashara is going to have to be patterned after the Kareis, which is only after Sneak. Just to see the Rashi in terms of the actual Cheshbonos of the Machlokes that we just stated, and then we'll come back to understanding the Gemara's Kashya. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Lekamei, right? Rabbi Yochanan Lishitaso, he says, the Amar Ashara Le'ochel Kodesh, the Tumaso, Nafka b'tumaso tumas. Ve'ahu b'tumaso olav. After b'tumaso d'chsiv ba'ones b'kodesh. Achaz nikahu. The b'tumaso olav. That pasuk in Parashat Tzav. It says the ones kares. The tumaso olav. That the person is tamei. Is clearly referring to an ones kares. Of the person who is tamei and ate. The kodesh achaz nikah. How do I know? The sanya. The Torah's kohanim. My similar of the minachos pechshishi. You might think that the Onis Karet, even before Zika, the Tamei Yitzhak Kodesh, Tavalomar, Kotor, Yochel Basar, Danefesh, Shetoho Basar. It says in one passage, Kotor, Yochel Basar, which is the heter to eat it after Zika, of course. But before that, there's no heter to eat the meat. And right after that, it talks about the Onis of a Nefesh, Shetoho Basar, who's Tamei. So when Medayik Hamita L'Tahorin Hayav Nolav Mishum Tuma. When is an Ones Kareis for Tuma? Only for that would have been Mutter for Tahorin to eat. She ain't Yita L'Tahorin because before Zvika we know there's no Heter yet to eat the meat. In Hayav Nolav Mishum Tuma. Okay, so that's Shitas of Yochanan. But let's understand what was the Gemara's Kasha Mishlokish. So what's the problem here? What we said before was that Rabbi Mishlokish learned from the Chukodesh Lusiga, an Isser and Ashara for Tamei Sha'achal HaKodesh, and also an Ashara for Tamei Sha'naga HaKodesh. And now we're throwing into the mix that Rabbi Shmishlokish holds the Chukodesh Lusiga is Loshna, the face Siga, Loshna, Lachas Siga. What's the problem? What's wrong with all of the above? What does it fit here? What is bothering the Gemara? The Gemara has to say, no, there's an extra Riboy. The Gemara gives it there. Ha'humi b'Chukodesh Nafka. What does that mean? What is the Gemara trying to answer here? What's the Pshat and the Kasha, and then what's the answer? What's the problem? It's apparently two ways to a Pshat and the Gemara. One approach, you can see here on the page in the Bach, Os Dalit. The Bach feels the need to give us Pshat and the Gemara. It doesn't always do it, usually just a Haggah. But every so often the Bach sheds light on Pshat and the Gemara. Says the Bach, the Gemara's Kasha is as follows. Pirush. I amit tamei sha'achal kodesh mikra achrina nafgalon. Were we to find the ashara for tamei sha'achal kodesh from another pasuk? So then, I still want b'chol kodesh losiga leilach mina afos nezvika. Then b'chol kodesh losiga would be available to apply itself to an iser of achila lefesik. Because if you're using the Chokodesh Lusiga for the actual Easter of eating in the Achaz Nika of Tamei Sha'achal Kodesh, you came to Echetesi Neot Minei Nandulat Nezika. What the Bach seems to be saying is you can't have the Easter of Achila for Tamei for Kodesh to be with Nezika if you need it for the Iker Easter of Achila, the Achaz Nika. Now, how do you have a right to extend it to be the Snei Zvika? If you have another source for that, then you can use this to go on the Snei Zvika. But if you have this pasuk for the Iker Easter, then what gives you the right to push it further to go on the Snei Zvika? front line here on the Gemara's Kasa, Lo Shna with Nei Sika. So what's the problem? No, it's okay. So let it be with Nei Sika. Lo Shna, right? That's what it's called. Gentle Marshal, Tevush. We mean, now you know, low, high, low, Shna. In other words, the Shlokas backs it up with the Lo Shna. What gives him the right? He's overreaching. What gives him the right to take it even on the Nei Sika? Minayin Lo High Lo Shna. May Acha the Doi Krovi Gufa. In other words, if you need the pasuk b'chokodes l'stiga as no ashara for tami b'kachim, then it should remain as that alone, and you have no right to push into that isser lo shnal lefei shnika. Maybe not. Maybe only lachas shnika. You need it with gufei. You need it with gufei. You can't go and bring in another layer of lefei shnika into the pasuk. That's the Bach and that's the Maharshal. It would seem to me that the Tosaf Shans is learning a similar way. Now we're going to Rishonim. The Tosaf Shans says the following. He has with a little, a different twist, but it's along the same line. He says, why shouldn't you include Lefnei Zrika? He says as follows. Akati v'achihu da'asa. Hamidbarilei. He actually may be even as gorish in the Gemara page, sounds like. Hamnet Bailey, the Tamishacha of Nezrika, Heirus, the cave on the Easter way of the Achazrika, since you need the Pasik for the Achazrika. Umapik Lay, and how do you know that it's going to be referring to Achila? Because it's connected to the last part of the Pasik, the Iskis Kodesh Lamikdash, Kidim first the Summer. Ma Mikdash Dabashesh, but the Tiras the Summer. Behecha Yalef Nina as Lefnei Zrika, Alef Bein Tilas Neshama Lefnei Zrika. He just adds a point. He says, after all, how did I know to get from the word Bechokodesh Lusiga to Achil? The word is Siga. The answer is because you're using the equation to the end of the pasuk. Dukya, similar to Bela Mikdash Losavo, which is the owner's courage. Nu, the owner's courage is only the Achaz Zrika. So what gives you the right to push into the pasuk in the Easter Lefnei Zrika for Achila? I need a pasuk gufe for the achila of the achazrika, which has kares. So that's it. What gives you the right to go lo shna lefnei zrika? So he just adds to the mashal and the bach that after all, the maisa, the hekish to velamikvus lo shavo would limit seemingly the isra achila to the achazrika. To have the mishlokish get the right to put in the lefnei zrika. So we have, so for three of the farshim that seems to be learning on Derech Echad, I would just add one more, and that seems to be the Rashi and Zvachim. The Gemara has a similar Shaka Batari and Zvachim as well. The Gemara says, Ba'akati yonadachdam edavad amed alef in Zvachim, Ba'akati nibayilei l'tamish ochal b'sarkodesh l'fnei zvika, the Itmar, the same kasha of our Gemara. Rashi says, the top line over there, Ba'akati nibayilei, the kevan, the La'achas Rika Naskalon Minei Hecha Yalef Minei Tarti. The Rashi again is not saying everything we just saw. Since we are using the Pasuk of Tamei She'achal as a Kodesh that you have in Ashara La'achas Rika, how do you now get from that the Issel of Nei Zrika? So Lo Shna doesn't seem to work out. After all, you need the Pasuk for La'achas Rika, and that's where the Karis is. So that would be one way to read the Gemara. And what's the Gemara's parents now? So what does the Gemara answer to this? Answers the Gemara, Ahi mibachol kodesh nafka. Ahi mibachol kodesh nafka. What's the pshat? Says the Rashi here, mibachol miribuya mibachol darish nishlokish aflof nefrika. So it's not stam that he just goes there and says, lo shna. It's because it says, b'chol. So B'chol gives us now right to push the Yisra Achila of Tamei She'achal HaKodesh, not for Kodesh, but for the Ashara, evil of Nei Zrika, from B'chol. This is one reading of the Gemara. I think if you look in the Ritva, you get a very different pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Let's take a look at how the Ritva was the Gemara's Kasha. Different pshat. What's the Gemara's question? V'akati mibayilei l'azharo v'ochel kashim kodem zvikas damin. The Ritva learns that the Gemara's kasha is the following. Peirush, Tag Daitach, the Nafka Rea Hidres Lagis, Midersib Rosiga, Russian Negia. Kalomar, Dava, Sein Ranubo, Ella Negia. The Hainu Kodam Srikas Dan. The Gemara thinks in the question that how did they smoke his feet to learn out an Azhara Lefnei Srika? From the word Siga. Because from the word, from the fact that Tara says Siga is Masna, that the only thing that you have right now possibly able to do is Negia. Achila you can't do yet because the Basher is not Mutter for anybody. So the only thing that can exist right now is Lefnei Srika is Negia. So we thought that Reish Lakish got the halacha of the Yisrael of Lefnei Srika from the word Siga. So how could you say there for what? According to the Torah, what was the kasha? How could the Shlokish learn from Shiga the Yisrael of Negia, the Kachin, you're using the word Shiga up to learn that Lefnei Srika? How? Because Lefnei Srika, the only thing that you have here to think about is Negia. Not Achila, because Achila is usher until after Srika's done it. So the shayla is, are you using Tiga to teach you Lefnei Srika? Are you using Tiga to teach you Yisr Nikia the Kashin? A whole different Kashin. It's not the Gemara asking if you're learning out the Yisr for Acha Srika, then how do you learn out Lefnei Srika? You can't learn two things. The Kashin is, I thought you're using Tiga for the Drasha of Nikia, of the Yisr Nikia the Kashin, but here you see Reish Lakish is using the word Tiga to dash the Yisr Achila Lefnei Srika, which is the time that the only thing that you can have is Srika right now. That's the Gemara. Parkina and Dai, the Reish Lakish, Mibachal Nafkalei, the Isolay, Nikosha Nikia, Lazarus Nogaya. That's the Gemara. Again, the Teresh comes down to the same idea that the Bachal is teaching Reish Lakish the Yisra of Nei Srika, and the word Nikia is still available to teach me the Yisra of Nogaya. So the answer ultimately is the same, that the Bachal is teaching me the Yisra of Nei Srika. But what was the Gemara's Kasha? It's a very different Pshat in the Kasha according to the Mitzvah. Okay, that's just in terms of Pshat Tava in the Gemara. One more layer in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. So what do we have now? Just to bring everything into the mix again. So just to bring one more point into the conversation. According to Reish Lakish, there's going to be Malkish, the Tomei, Shenoga, the Kodesh. According to Yochanan, there will not be Malkish, the Tomei, Shenoga, the Kodesh. Another Nafkamino got in Malkish. According to Reish Lakish, there'll be Malkish, the Tomei, Sheochal, Lefnei, Srika. Like Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such as Hara, and there won't be obviously any Malkus. By the case of Tomei Shenoga the Kodesh, it could be Rabbi Yochanan will agree there's an Isser, but not a Malkus. When it comes to Tomei Sheochal Lefnei Srika, L'chor, we don't even have an Ashara for Rabbi Yochanan either. There's no marker for an Ashara for that either. Except Stamasa, you can't eat Lefnei Srika, but not a special Isser for Tomei Sheochal Lefnei Srika. Says the Gemara, so now after all of this, Tanya Kavase de Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa that goes according to Reish Lakish. The Braisa says, B'chol Kodesh Lusiga, Azhara La'ochel. This is an Azhara for eating. Ata Omer Azhara La'ochel Eino Ela Azhara L'Nogeya. Maybe it's an Azhara for Nogeya, it's Lusiga. Tamuloma B'chol Kodesh Lusiga, Delamigdash Losava. Makish Kodesh L'Nigdash. Man Mikdash Davis Yeshba the Tilas Nishama, just like going into Beit HaMikdash involved in Onis Kareh. I've called Davis Yeshba the Tilas Nishama. Even the Gia, Mi'ika the Tilas Nishama, Ela Ba'achila. So what do you see in this Braisa? That the Braisa is interpreting the Isser, the Chokodesh Vesiga, as Isser Achila that brings Kareh. So obviously, what does it show me? That we're talking about an Isser Achila of Kachin. A disaster Onis Kareh that we know about for eating Kachin Bituma. That's exactly like Reish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, Tanya Kavasi to Reish Lakish, the Yalef Azhara L'Tanya Shachas HaKodesh, Mibachol Kodesh L'Siga. So we have L'Maskona Shagamara, a Braisa, that supports Reish Lakish. So therefore, the Ritva says, that should mean that we hold, in this case, like Reish Lakish, even though generally we know that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, but if we have a Braisa in support of Reish Lakish, we should Hold on, Ms. Lucas. If that's true, we follow the tracks in terms of all the implications of the sugya. That Ms. Lucas holds there's an ashara for Tamei Sha'achal as HaKodesh from this pasuk. And so too, there should be an Easter with Malkus of Tamei Sha'achal HaKodesh. All that what we said before. And there should be an Easter of Tamei Sha'achal Lefnei Sika with Malkus as well. Yes, Hashem, when we get to looking at the Rambam, probably tomorrow, we will see, it's far from simple, how the Rambam passes. The Pashim said it, we should go for his leg, Rish Lakish, all the way, and yet the Rambam might be picking and choosing a little bit. It's a little hard to pin down. There's a very long Rechem Mishnah, not that long, though. Rechem Mishnah in Perek Yutesh, that Hilchos Sanhedrin to take a look at. But for the rest of the time today, we're going to look at Chumash and Rash, okay? Starting with Pashim Tzav, working our way to Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha. We're going to simply learn off carefully a number of Rashi's together, okay? And we'll see what comes out of it. So let everybody get a chumash in front of you. And let's see what we can look at starting with Parshas Tzav. Now, let's begin to parse the lesson of Rashi. Rashi and Pasuk Chav, that's our Pasuk. The Tum'aso Alav, okay? Nefes as a Tochal Basa, Mithemach Hashem, as in the Tum'aso Alav, says Rashi, what's the Tum'aso Alav? What could you have thought if you didn't have Rashi, if you were just reading the Chumash without very much? What might you have perhaps made a mistake in reading and typing these two words, the Tum'aso Alav? Anyone? What?
It was referring to the animal.
Referring to the basa, right? Because, and why, what would be an indication from grammar that maybe that is the pshat, even though it's the wrong pshat? But what might have led you to that mistake?
The previous subject was the animal, the shlamim.
And the word alav is a lashon zachar, and the word nefesh is a lashon, usually a lashon nekeva. So if you were to refer to the going on the nefesh, then why would it say alav? So maybe you say it's a mas alav is on the basa. So we have to prove that that's not correct pshat. The tumas haguf hakasim is that there. Aval tohar she'achal es hatanes is Rashi eino anus kares el azhara, which is the previous pasuk. Now, basa she'igavachol she'igol ye'achel. So, and as far as how I know this, the Gemara has drushes. Maybe the Kfir Shava can tell it to me. Tum'aso in the other pasuk. By Nichnas L'Nichnas, so the Tumaso Alav goes on the goof. Okay. However, we know it, that's clear. Rashi continues, and this is now very relevant for us. The Azharas Tomei Sa'achal Es HaTohor. This is the onus, right? Tomei, for a sin who eats kachim that are not Tomei, says Rashi, the Azhara, Eina Mifureshes Matos. It's not the first by Torah. Ella Chachamim Ramduha Mikzera Shava. Rashi says this is derived, the Chacham derived it from Mikzera Shava. So everyone, fill me in. What does Rashi mean? Mikzera Shava? Which Chachamim, which Shita is Rashi going with right now?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Yochanan is the one who word that's Hara from Mikzera Shava to Maso to Maso. That's what Rashi is quoting. Shita of Yochanan. Okay, Rashi continues. We'll finish the Rashi. Gimel krisus amuros ba'ochei kachim b'tumas haguf. There are three psukim that affirm kareis for tamei who eats kachim. Two of them are here, pasuk chaf and chaf aleph. The third one we'll get to is the pasuk and more. And the question is, why do you need three psukim? V'darshan abiseinu b'shvuas datzayin, achas leklal, the achas leprat, the achas lulamein al korban ol v'yoreh shivon nemar ela al tumas mikdash v'kadasha. Let's be mazbil, Rashi is quoting it from the Gemara Shluas. Achas l'klal, the achas l'prat. Means as follows. You see, it says in our pasuk chav, shulamin. Right? And also pasuk chav alf, it says shulamin. The other pasuk in Pashas Emor doesn't say specifically what type of kachim it is. It's just very general. Here the pasuk talks about kachim in general. The pasuk there is chaf aleph gimel. It says kol yis asher yikra mikol zarachet alam kadoshim asher yavdishu bnei yisrael Hashem b'tum aso alav v'nechmes ha'nefeshim ulfana. So the pshat is as follows. Achas v'klal is the klal is the pasuk that says kachim in general. The prat is one of these two psukim. Take your pick. Let's say pasuk chas for now. Let's focus on pasuk chas. It says shulamin. So what does it mean by saying shulamin? It's a prat. So what is the prat coming to do? The prat is considered to be a davar sheyatsa min haklal lelame. What is the yatsa min haklal lelame? That not all kachim, but only kachim similar to shlamin. Dava shias min akal lelam lo lamed al atzmo yatsa el lamed al kal kul yatsa. So it means to say only something similar to shlamin, as opposed to what would not be similar to shlamin. What is the criteria that we're using? So this is the Gemara Krisus Daveis of the days, if you remember. It has to be similar to shlamin to be a karbon, a kedusha saguf, and not kedusha sedek habayis. If there happens to be kedushas damim, some animal that's owned by Hegdish, and a person happens to be strategy is to teach me that the carbon olaviole that's mentioned in Vayikra is going on such an example. Because it's not, a little bit vague there exactly what happened. The person became Tameh. And it talks about being a carbon. It doesn't say what happened after the person became Tameh. If you look in Parshas Olaviole, in Parshas Vayikra, it talks about one of the examples is if somebody becomes Tameh. It's Perek Hei Pasuk Beis. O Nefes Ashtiga B'chol Dor B'Tameh. O B'Nivlas Chaya Tameh, B'Nivlas Deheva Tameh, B'Nivlas Sheres Tameh, B'Nal Ami Menem. What do you do? B'Nal Ami Menem, who Tameh V'Ashen? What was his guilt? What did he do? He became Tameh. That's not a basis for a carbon by itself. O Chi Yiga B'Tumas Adam, B'chol Yitmo Ba, B'Nal Ami Menem. So you have to fill in over here. What was happening was that after he became Tameh, he did either a kachim or his nechnas l'migdash. So that's what the third kareish, since there has to be a carbon corresponding to a kareish, as we know generally. So generally it's a carbon chatas kabua that doesn't fluctuate. Here we have a carbon chatas that fluctuates oviore, and we have to fill in the blanks. So what exactly was it that the person did that he's guilty after becoming tamei? So we use the extra kareish that you have, the gabe, person who's Tameh, Tumas HaGuf, and he's Kachim, to plug in to the context of Parshas Vayikra to know that we're discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashos Ba'ol HaVayor. That's the third Kareish. Okay. So that's the Rashi in Parshas Shav. Meanwhile, as it relates to our Gemara, what should we be aware of in Rashi? The Rashi is following the Shita of who? Between the Machlokish and our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shlakish. Following the Shita of? Now, we could go to Tazria first, but we're going to have problems. So maybe we'll point out the problems, but we won't answer them, and then we'll come back maybe to answer it. There's a problem in Rashi Tazria. Let's take a look, and then we'll go to Emor, more focused, and then maybe come back to Tazria. But let's look at Tazria. The Chokodesh Roshiga. So you look at this Rashi, at first glance, the Farsi Rashi are startled by what Rashi says, because at first glance, it's not Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. That's the problem here. Says Rashi, B'chol Kodesh, now what do we know from our Gemara? We'll see why it's a problem. B'chol Kodesh, according to Reish Lakish, means what? Not to what? Not to eat or to touch? Kodesh. Right? Does this refer to Truma according to the Skakish? No. We have one Pasuk by Truma in Emor, that's Achilas Truma. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what is it referring to? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's referring to Truma. And it's referring to what about Truma? It's referring to Lydia. Achilas Truma is the other one. Now Rashi says as follows. The Chol Kodesh, the Rabos Esat Truma. The rabos is a truma. Now the rabos, the whole coach, the rabos is a truma sounds strange. The rabos sounds like the ikur halacha is kachim. The rabos is a truma. Where do we get that? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's truma. The kodesh is not the, it's not a sara for eating kodesh. It's referring to truma. According to Reish Lakish, so what is it? According to Reish Lakish, it's Negiyah, according to Yochanan, it's Negiyah's Truma. Not with Rabos, and it's not Achila, it's Negiyah's Truma. Not with Rabos, it is. According to Reish Lakish, it's talking about Kodesh, and Truma is not here at all. Rashi says further, Lo Siga Azhara Le'ochel, Kemosha Shinuya B'Yavamis. So Rashi seems to be saying, if you take Rashi together, Rashi seems to be saying, that the losiga is achila, it's achila of kachin, and there's a riboy for truma as well. That does not seem to square with our sugya, not Rabbi Yochanan nor Reish Lakish. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what should the pasuk be? It's an ashara or a metzias, as Tosis would have it, or negiyas truma. Ashara the kachin is not here at all, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, it's referring to kachin, and according to Reish Lakish, doesn't seem to be referring to truma at all. So Rashi says it means achila, and it sounds like it's going on tachin. And then there's a ribur in the rabo says achum. You hear the difficulty in Rashi. Everyone, so it's the loker of Yochanan and the loker of Shlokish. So the answer is going to have to be that there may be another shita behind this sukkah besides our Gemara. And that's why it's more complicated, but we'll come back to it. All of the Farsi Rashi are struggling on this Rashi Tazriya. So let's keep it simple for us. Let's go to Parshas Emor. Yes.
When Rashi says that it's referring even to Achila, is that going on the Reboy Truma as well, or just Hachim?
Well, if it's going on Achila, and then there's a Reboy for Truma, I would presumably say that it's Reboy for Achila's Truma. I mean, if I take the two Rashis together, Losiga is Asara Ochel, and the Rabbo says a Truma, it sounds like it's Achila's Kodesh, and also Achila's Truma. That's what it would sound like. And that's, again, the difficulty is, according to Rish Lakish, it's referring to Kodesh and not to Truma. What's the Rabbi says on Truma? The Gemara says Truma is the Pasuk of Achilas Truma, and I don't have any Pasuk for Nechias Truma. But what's the Rabbi says on Truma going on? Rish Lakish doesn't have any Pasuk for Truma here at all. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going on Nechias Truma, and Rashi says, Azharu La'ochem. So again, and what's the Rabbo says at Truma? It's not the Rabbos, it is for Nagias Truma. Rashi says Asharu Ochel, and he also says the Rabbo says at Truma. Sounds like he's coming up with a new sheet. That's the difficulty in the Rashi in Tazria. Again, the first Rashi you have a lot to say, we'll come back. Parshas Emor. Now we're going to expand our reach a little bit, because we're going to learn Parshas HaShavua a little bit, so we have to really look in terms of the whole flow of the psukim. Okay. So Parshas Emor, of course, starts with Mitzvot HaKohanim. Much of the Parsha is about the special status of Kohanim, beginning with the Kiddushto, who they can marry, who they can't marry, the Seder. Then you get to the section of Mumin. That's after Sheni. That's the Kohanim who are Bari Mumin. Now we're up to Chav Beis. And let's begin with the beginning of what we have, Perek Chavetz. Before we even get to the Pasuk that we're going to focus on, Pasuk Dalet, there's still a lot of psukim that we should get perspective on, because the word Kodshim here is used many times, and they may mean different things, as we began to notice. So first of all, the underlying thing that we're thinking about is Tamei She'achal Es HaTshuma, Tamei She'achal Es HaKodesh. What's going on in the beginning of this section? Dader Aaron de Albana. The Yinajnu Mikache Vene Yisrael. What is this? It's a mitzvah of Aaron. The Yinajnu means to separate themselves, like a Nazir. Yinajnu Mikache Vene Yisrael. What does that mean? The Lo Yechalu Hashem Kach. What is this? It's an Azhara. What is the Azhara about? Just right away, before we go even into the later psukim, what is meant by the Yinajnu Mikache Vene Yisrael? Says Rashi, this is like the introductory pasuk to what's coming later. Says Rashi, the Nazir means Teresa, Ein Nazir El Teresa, right? So what Teresa are we talking about? Yipishu min HaKadoshim b'mei Tum'asan. According to Rashi, and this is also the Rashbam, I believe, also on this pasuk, the Nazir Mikadoshim b'nei Yisrael means that the Kohanim must desist, must separate from Kodshim, be made to Masa. So you have, you most see me, like seemingly a Mitzvah Saseh, the Kohanim, or an Isra Saseh, I guess, more precise. Kohanim must separate from Tumah, from when they're Tumah, from Kodshim. But now, could we not have proven from here in Asharo the Kodshim, Tamish Achol as HaKodesh? Let's stop. We didn't see this mentioned anywhere in our sugya. Could we not derive from here in Ashara? What's the answer? According to Rashi's pshat in the pasuk, is it an Ashara? What is it? What do you need to get Malkus? You need that Lashon Lach, right? What? Here it's an Isra Seh. So according to Rashi's pshat in the pasuk, it's not an Ashara. It's a war. It's telling Kohanim separate, which Bechara means not to eat Kodshim and Tumah, but that's a positive formulation. The Yinah all there is, but what else does the pasuk say? What else does the pasuk say right afterwards? I have an azhara. I can't be smarter than the Gemara, but wait a second. Do I not have an azhara according to Rashi for a tamei not to eat kodesh? Why do you need a clear sub? Why do you need a kodesh losiga? What about lo yichal l'shin kachi, which is mentioned in the context of the nazru? Sounds like I have an azhara. Tamei should not eat kodesh. No. Isn't the lo yichal l'shin kachi an azhara? The truth is, it is counted as an azhara by the Rambam, but not for what I'm saying. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sasei Ayin Vav, Lo Sasei Ayin Hei, has the pasuk Lo Yechalu Eshev Kachi as a lav of the Sasa Lavin. But what is it a lav for? The Rambam says, Mr. Ayin Hei, she is here, Kohen Tanei Me Avod. The Rambam learns the Lo Yechalu Hashem Kachi, the Hu Amro Yisale, the Nazim Yikachi is the Hesel, the Lo Yechalu Hashem Kachi. But the Rambam, this is an Azhara for a Kohen Tanei to do Avoda. How do we know Tanei Sha'abad gets Malkus? Did we have any indication yet in Perek Ewan Aloka that Tamei Sha'avad gets Malkus? Did anyone remember that we saw somewhere about this so far, in the very beginning of the Perek? A reference to Tamei Sha'avad getting Malkus? Is it in the Mishnah? Is Tamei Sha'avad in the Mishnah? On Yud Gimel? Is Tamei Sha'avad in the Mishnah? No, is it in the Mishnah? No or yes? Is it in a... No, Chevra. Yes or no? Is it in a Mishnah?
No.
But is it on the page? Is it one of those things that is left out of the Mishnah? So the Tosfos have the list of things that the Mishnah left out. The first Tosfos. And what does he mention? The first thing that Tosus says was left out in Tosus' list is Tana Bashir, Tane Shashimesh. Yeah? So Tane Shashimesh gets Malkin. What's the lav for Tane, Kohen Tane, to do Avoda? So the Rambam has the lav. The Rambam's lav is the Lo Yechalu Hashem Kachi, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel. And so says the Rambam, Hilchos Bias Migdash. Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, Tane Sha'abad B'Migdash, Chilal Avodasho, B'chai Misa B'nei Shamayim, Al Avodasho, B'afo Pisa Losha. You have to know, why is he chayiv anyway for being Nechnas B'Migdash Tane? So you have to say, even if he didn't take an extra second, he became Tane B'Migdash, he didn't take an extra second, but he did Avoda. Shenem Yinazim Kachi Nei Spel, B'lo Yechal Hashem Kachi, Harezu Asharu L'Obe B'Tumah. The Kola and Chai Misa De Shamayim, because he's connecting it to a later pasuk, Meisibo Ki Yichaluhu, Machi Lo Amakan Misa De Shamayim, Afkan Misa De Shamayim, Vachola Shechayim Misa De Shamayim, Lo Ken Olav. So interesting. According to the Rambam, Lo Yichaluhu is a lav for a Tomei Shashimich. But according to Rashi, the Nazru means to be poreish from Kachin, be made to Masa. And yet, we don't see, according to Rashi, that the Lo Yechalulu should be allowed for Tamei Achas HaKodesh. So I had this question, and I would just venture an answer. Maybe it's right, maybe not, but maybe it's right. Rashi, the Lo Yechalulu is not, according to Rashi's pshat, it's not an Azhara. It's simply a reality. In other words, the Isra Seh, the Yinazru. And by separating, by not being Ochel Kachi Betuma, thereby you will not be Machal Hashem Kachi. It's what we call a Shalila, not an Ashar. Shalila means. And therefore, thereby there will not be a Chilu. So you can't count the Lo Yechalu, according to Rashi, as a separate Lav. It's simply a statement that there will be no Chilu. Okay, this is, it's interesting. According to this, we have already a source, at least on the Isra Seh level, for Tamei not to eat Kodesh. Okay, this is Rashi. According to the Rambam, it's not going on. It's going on Tamei Sheshimis. Now let's continue with the next pasuk. Okay, pasuk Gimel. Amor aleihem l'doroseichem. Tell the Kohanim for generations, Ko Ish, Asher Yikra Mikol Zarachem, El HaKodshim Asher Yakdishu Bnei Yisrael Hashem to Moshe Olav, V'Nefes Emozim Pani Hashem. Pasuk Gimel is what? It's an onus for what? For any Kohen who's the Tumasu Olav, this is basically an example of Kodesh for a Kohen Tamei, who's what? This is the third of the three krisis, right? This is the third of the three krisis. What is it? Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh. Right? What are we talking about here? Kodshin. The word kodshin here means what? Means regular kodshin. This is, we have three psukim. Remember, we have three psukim. This is the klal pasuk. The prat pasuk was the shlamin, one of the shlamin psukim, and then you have the third one to match all of the ore. This pasuk is now talking about the onus of a kohen tamei, right, that is going to what? Yikra. Now, how are we explaining the word yikra? To mean achila. Says Rashi, how do I know what to do with the word yikra? Says Rashi, ein kri v'su ela achila. V'chein matzinu shenemra as horas achilas kachin bituma v'lashon negia v'chol kodesh lo siga as hara la'ochel. Rabosai, what did Rashi say? Kreva here means achila, and we find elsewhere that the Torah uses what? A lashon negia to mean achila. So whose shita is Rashi following right now? The chol kodesh l'siga as haru la'ochel. What are we referring to? Ochel what? Ochel kodshim. So what is Rashi now quoting? Who's he quoting here? Okay. The problem is the next words of Rashi. Dulamdua rabu seinu. Now what do you have in your Rashi? Dulamdua rabu seinu. So there's a big tumult in the next words of the Rashi. What do you have in your Rashi? Dulamdua rabu seinu. How? So everybody is up in arms. The Mizrahi, the Maral, everybody. What's going on here? According to Rish Lakish, how do I know b'chol kodesh lo siga is a sort of ochel? What did our Gemara say? It's a siga. How do I know it means ochel? What did our Gemara say?
In Magdisha.
It says because it's a what?
From Magdisha.
It's kodesh l'migdash. Because just like migdash is a darshish when it's tilas neshama, so therefore it has to be referring to achila when there's an onus kares in tilas neshama. So because of this, most of the Mefarshi Rashi changed the Gersa. In the new editions, they actually have it in parentheses, Bar Acheres. Not Labdur Rabu Seinu Mekzera Shava, but Labdur Rabu Seinu Mehakesha. In other words, Rashi is going according to Shitas Meshwakish, right? And Rashi is saying that the Chokodesh Voshiga is a Haru Ochel, the Labdur Rabu Seinu Mehakesha. What Hekesh? The Hekesh Tuga Amikas Lo Shava. Okay, so it comes out, according to this reading of Rashi, Rashi in Emor is learning Pshat according to Reish Lakish. What did we see in Parshas Tzav? Who did Rashi go with in Parshas Tzav in our Machlokas?
Yep.
Reish Yochanan. Interesting. Rashi is taking sides, different sides in different places. One of the Mefarshi Rashi, called the Sefer Zikara, has another suggestion that would help a little bit here. He says that Rashi is actually trying to bring both opinions. Rashi says first that Achilas Kodshim B'Tuma B'Lashim Negir B'Chol Kodesh V'Siga Asharu Ochel. And then Rashi says, and another opinion, there the old key would be another opinion, Lamdu Rabu Sen B'Kner Hashav. In other words, first he's quoting Reish Lakish, and then he's quoting Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, so the Gersa then would not be have to be changed to Hekesha, but rather Rashi would just be quoting both opinions for the Azhara. The Azhara of Ishlakish and Bechod Kodesh Losiga, and the Azhara for Rav Yochanan would be the Kvereshava Tomaso Tomaso. So says the Sefer Zikaram, one of the Farsi Rashi.
Who says that we change the Gersa?
No, the Mizrahi and the Maharal both say Tzarech lo Marakesa. That's what they say. Yeah, everyone hear the problem? That's what the problem is. Okay, either way, again, he doesn't, the same as Yikaron, one of the first Rashi, doesn't want to assume Rashi and Zav is going like a Yochanan exclusively, and Rashi is going to get Skokas exclusively. But the Efter Shiyetz HaRab Lomar, Ba'od Lamdu Rabu Seinu, Ba'od Lamdu Rabu Seinu Mikere Shava, meaning either from Hoshiga, or another possibility is from a Gzeres Shava. So then you can make it work with Gzeres Shava, meaning Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Rashi continues. So what am I saying? Yikrav, the onus for the Yikrav is the Yikrav of Achila. Maybe the Yikrav that the Torah is giving the Karis on means Taka Yikrav of Negiya. Doesn't say Achila, it says Yikrav. The Iyav Shalom is a Chayiv al Negiya. You can't tell me a Chayiv Karis on Negiya. Why? Tzarei Nem, a Karis, Alu Achila, the Sabbath Aron, Stay Krisos, the way to Zu. The two Psukim that we read together before were two back-to-back Psukim of Karis on Achila, and if this pasuk would be referring to Negiya, if Yikrav meant Negiya, if Ala Negiya Chayev, Yachayev Karis on Negiya, well, Hutzrach Chayev, Ala Achila. So you wouldn't need a pasuk to be Karis on Achila. Ask the Mizrahi, the Kasha that we spoke that once, what kind of a Kavachomer is this? How can you make a Kavachomer to be Onis Karis? And if it's Onis Karis on Negiya, it's Onis Karis on Achila. What happened to the rule of? No, and also I did. Answer to Mizrahi in one teretz, Karis is different, like we spoke to the Rush, and others that maybe Karis also I did. I know we're soon running out of time, so we may have to meet some of the Rashis for tomorrow. Let's just finish what we have here. Rashi finishes by saying, the Chay Nidos for Torah's Kohanim, the Chayesh of Yeh Achayim, Kemah Mayikrav, it's a way of darshening Mishayich Shali Karis. That means that the only time there'll be Karis is after the Sfikas Adam, Karbu Matira. The Yom Tov Krisus the Tumas Kohanim Lama. That's the question Rashi mentioned, question Sav. We have two Kim and Sav, and one over here. Ranibishu, Shafi Shkuos, Achas Lukal, Achas Lukrat, and so on. Again, the Tumas Olav, Rashi goes out of his way to emphasize the Tumas Olav is Tumas Adam Olav, and Rashi here gives you the drasha how it can't mean Tumas Olav on the Basar, it's going Tumas Olav on the person. Okay, what we have left is a couple more psukim that we should look at. The next pasuk is very important. Of course, it comes up in our sukkah, pasuk dalet. There isn't much Rashi here, but the truth is that the pasuk said, as we learned our sukkah, what did we see in our sukkah? Pasuk dalet, it says, Bakadashim lo yochal. How does our sukkah interpret the word Bakadashim and pasuk dalet? So we have Kachim, the Pasuk Gimel, referring to all Kachim. We have Pasuk, and that's Isser, Onis Karis for Achila as Kachim. We have Pasuk David, which is the Isser Achila of what Kachim? What comes out on our Sukya? But Kachim Lo Yochal, the our Sukya saying, this Kachim Lo Yochal is going on. What Kachim? Pasuk David? What? Achila Truma. And what does Asher Yitar mean? What does Asher Yitar mean? Until what point? What would be the point that he could eat the truma? What would be the point of Yitar? So there's going to be what's called Hereshet. Right? Now you have Sukkim as follow, right? Pasuk K, Pasuk Vav, and then it says the Pasuk Vav, again, Lo Yochal Min HaKadoshim. Now we have to figure out what does this Kadoshim mean? And here it says, In Rachas Besaro Bamayim. What does that suggest? That as soon as you have Tzila the Mikvah, there's already a Heter Achilas Kodshim. Wait a second, I thought you had to wait for Herb Shemesh. The next Pasuk says, Blah Shemesh to Taher, Ba'ach HaYochav and HaKodshim. Again, the word Kodshim. So this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So we'll try to speak out a little bit from the Sugya and Yevamis of that Ayin Dalet of the days. If you take a peek there, you'll know what I'm referring to. There are three Sugyan, and basically you have different points at which it's okay to eat either kachim or truma or meiser. And it comes out that the different sukkim have to refer to different points. But then we have one other monkey wrench in all of this. Rashi in Parshas Tazmiya. And that is that although, and that, ending now, although we're assuming that Pasuk Dalet is referring to Truma, that may not be the only Shita. And if you want to know where to find that there's another Shita, the Ritzva here, I didn't give it to you in the Marmukomos, you can take a look at the Ritzva. He's quoting a Tosfos. The Tosfos is found in Shavuos Davav of the days. It's not a big Tosfos. The same Tosfos is found in the Bonner Staff Ayin Hei of an Aleph. And you'll see that it comes out that there may be a new Shita here, and that Shita assumes that this Pasuk of Ish Nizera Aaron might in fact be referring to Karchim and not to Truma, which is not our Sugya, and that's the answer for Rashi in Tazria. And that's the Tosis in the Bumis Ayin Hev and Aleph, also Tosis on Shavuos Baba Bidei, quoted by the Mitzvah. Have fun if you want to look at it. If you don't, we'll try to be the kids are on it at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. I'll try to get also to the Rambam for a little bit as well, just to see. But I think it's Kedai, because we're learning Parshas HaShavua anyway, to understand Parshas, how the Pesukim work, and what the drushes are, the various Pesukim. So we'll try to finish that up for tomorrow. Apologize that we went a little bit late. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning of the year. Hopefully, we'll be able to have a wonderful day.